This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Ruth Davis, D-A-V-I-S, date of birth 3-4 of 1945. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Davis with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was August 28th of 2023. She's feeling well. Since her last visit, she was started on Enbrel, E, N like November, B like boy, R-E-L. And that's 50 milligram once a week. And that has been really helping her joint pain caused by the rheumatoid arthritis. Now, she does see a rheumatologist on a regular basis, and she's also on methotrexate and sulfalazine, S-U-L-F-A-S-A-L-A-Z-I-N-E. And all of those medications have been helping. She also gets a prednisone boost when her pain is bad, but she's not required that recently. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, or vomiting, or dysphagia. Weight is stable. Actually, a 3-pound decrease over 6 months. Minimal edema of the lower extremities, and blood sugars are well controlled, she states. Medications, in addition to the meds for rheumatoid arthritis, I also want to highlight the Bumex, 1 milligram every other day. She does follow a low-salt diet and limits fluid intake also. Calcitriol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Farxiga is 10 milligram once a day, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 176 pounds, pulse 86, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff 120 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft without ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/20 of 2024. Creatinine is improved at 1.08 with estimated GFR of 53. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.0, calcium is 8.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is 112, phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin 11.6 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, anemia of chronic disease. 5, rheumatoid arthritis. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.